Please turn off your cell phones, right? Or you probably are listening to it on your cell phone, most likely. Now that I'm thinking about that, some of you maybe not, maybe listening on the browser on the, but a lot of you are probably listening on the phone. In that case, obviously don't turn off your cell phones. That was just meant as a joke, sort of a play on the whole, please turn off your cell phones before a movie kind of deal. But in hindsight, I now realize that it wasn't the best one to go with as far as jokes to try. So I apologize if I confused you, but welcome to episode number 3 of yesterday's movie. I am the host, Chris. I'm also the host of the Not Even a Show and the co-host of the NEAS podcast with Ban. And I am doing a daily, I watch a movie every day, and then I come here in the next day, and then I say what movie it was, and then I talk about it. It's a concept that I sort of envisioned, and I've been sort of storyboarding and running through think tanks for a number of years, and I've been sort of thinking, think of movies, and everyone likes to watch them. Most people do, not everyone, but most people like to watch them, and think about movies, and then think about a podcast, very popular medium for communication now, one-way communication. It's not really communication. It is, but okay. So, and imagine if there was a podcast and you talk about movies. So after a long time and sort of running through with a lot of different committees and having some town halls and so on, we came up with this format, and here we are. And we're changing the format, I should mention. I've decided that, or I'll please comment in the comments if you, I was thinking it might be a little much to fill the feed up every single day with for one, it'll make the Patreon page really hard to scroll through. And then it'll just really fill up your podcast feed if you're using it on the podcast app. So I'm wondering, I have two options. Option one, I continue doing it as is. Also my favorite department at IKEA. That was good. That was a good joke. Or the other option is that I record them every day and then I release them once a week. Last week's movies is the new name. And then so I do the same thing that I'm doing now, but then I just piece them all together and release one sort of super episode, which will basically be one episode. It'll basically be about 40 minutes or something. So just comment underneath, do you like daily or weekly? Do we want it daily or weekly? But you know what is not weekly? What we're not going to be doing weekly? We're not going to be doing this episode weekly. We're going to be doing it very strongly, this particular episode. Weekly, of course, being the different spelling in that circumstance. And this yesterday's movie, I fixed it. I caught myself. Yesterday's movie was 1997's Affliction. Affliction, of course, a movie by famed screenwriter, director Paul Schrader, well known for writing Raging Bull. Let me just see here. What else is he? I mean, he's got a lot of. Taxi Driver, of course, American Gigolo. First Reformed is a movie more recent that he wrote and directed. If you're thinking about it, like, oh, there's kind of a theme in those stories, and it is somebody having a true breakdown and really losing a descent into madness. That really does seem to be a central theme to much of Paul Schrader's work, and that is definitely the case here, more so than any movie of his that I've seen. Affliction is, first off, I'm going to say great movie, expertly done. Expertly acted as well. Nick Nolte is fantastic in it. And then he's an older actor, and I believe he won the won the Oscar for this. Let me just look up. So James Coburn, who plays his alcoholic father in it, and both of them are just wonderful. Willem Dafoe is in it as well as his brother. I like Willem Dafoe. I think he's a really good actor. You know what made me realize when I watched this movie, though, some in certain roles where he's like playing like a rich guy or like a snooty guy or something like that, or like sort of like a, like I don't like him in those roles as much. I find him grating, kind of like his voice and everything, when he's like, I want him to be like a real scumbag or something in my head. But yeah, fantastically acted. And basically, the idea of this movie is Nick Nolte is in a small town, and he is, you know, has a bad relationship with his ex-wife, and his daughter is established early on. And then there's a hunting accident where a friend of his ends up going out on a hunting trip, and the person that he goes out with shoots themselves. And Nick Nolte's character, Wade, starts believing and is sort of convinced a little bit by Willem Dafoe as well, but starts believing that, that it wasn't an accident, that it's this big conspiracy. And he starts going nuts as a result and starts getting super heavily violent and just really losing connection with everything and just spiraling and spiraling. Meanwhile, dealing with his alcoholic father and death in the family. And it is a incredibly bleak movie. It is not a uplifting movie at all. It is really bleak, really... excuse me, very realistic in how, in, you know, dealing with alcoholism and anger and male rage. It is a great examination of those things. Well worth watching if you have not gotten a chance to see it. It is 1997's Affliction, Paul Schrader starring Nick Nolte, as well as James Coburn and Willem Dafoe. So yeah, comment in there if you want this to be daily or weekly, and I hope that you have a good daily and a great weekly. Whatever, who cares? It's over. Bye.